Penguin Random House Audio presents A Banquet of Consequences by Elizabeth George. Read for you by John Lee. The past is so hard to shift. It comes with us like a chaperone, standing between us and the newness of the present, the new chance. Jeanette Winterson. Why be happy when you could be normal? Sooner or later, we all sit down to a banquet of consequences. Nancy Horan, Under the Wide and Starry Sky. 39 months before. 8th of December. Spitalfields, London. Since it was only to be a weekend jaunt to Marrakesh, Lily Foster reckoned they could use one suitcase, and a carry-on at that. What did they need to take, really? It had been deadly cold, grey and wet in London since the middle of November, but it wasn't going to be that way in North Africa. They would spend most of their time lounging round the pool anyway, and when they weren't doing that, they'd be getting romantic in their room, for which, obviously, they needed no clothes at all. Packing took less than 10 minutes. Sandals, summer trousers, a T-shirt for William. Sandals, a clingy frock, and a scarf for her. Swimming suits for them both and a few other essentials. That was it. Then began the wait, which, confirmed by a glance at the plastic wall clock ticking away above the cooker, should have been less than 30 minutes. But it stretched instead into more than 2 hours, during which time she texted him and she phoned him as well, only to receive no response. Just his pleasant voice saying, "This is well. Tell me and I'll tell you back."